Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 6th, Thursday, 2020, day 37. Today's topic, why there are so many ruined churches everywhere in the world? Silence. Pull on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 21 verses 1 to 7, Exodus chapter 23 verse 14 to chapter 25 verse 40, Matthew chapter 24 verses 29 to 51, Proverbs 7 verses 24 to 27. Today's main passage from Exodus chapter 23 verses 24 to 25. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is why there are so many ruined churches everywhere in the world. The past 10 years I have been to many places and I found out there are many ruined churches everywhere in the world. Some of the churches become restaurants and some become temple of other religion. Today's Exodus chapter 23 verses 24 to 25 reminds me a painting of a ruined church in a hotel room Michelle and I stayed in Berlin last year. It shows the serious consequence of not listening to Exodus chapter 23 verses 24 to 25. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. The Holy Spirit reminded me of a very horrible situation of this painting. As you can see from the photos I took from my hotel room, and a picture I found online of a Russian Orthodox church, the painting is actually a demolished sanctuary of a church. What is so horrible is that this modern culture and art put a desolated hall as a good painting in a hotel room, and in fact that is a demolished church. Why could this happen? We can find the reasons from today's passages. Number one, without the joy of the presence of God. Today, Psalm 21 verse 6 tells us that King David had that kind of the joy of your presence. And so because of this kind of intimate relationship, David's trust to God had not been shaken, for he was in God's unfailing love. It is so sad that in this modern culture, being able to listen to the voice of God and to experience the joy of His presence is like imaginary stories for children. Many Christians do not have daily devotion. Going to worship on Sunday is like a habitual action, and to make offerings is like paying the bill. Without the joy of the presence of God makes many churches closed down. In some statistics, there are around 6,000 to 10,000 churches in North America close down each year. If we do not work hard, not listening to today's Jesus warning to keep watch, maybe someday you will see your closed down church painting in a hotel room somewhere in Europe. Sad. Number two, not willing to demolish those idols this world has been worshipping, but instead to follow their practices. We can see that many years later, the Israelites lost their nation and God's holy temple being demolished is because they were not willing to demolish those idols. Actually, a similar situation is happening now all over the world. What can you do? Number three, not willing to make offerings. I am aware that right after God declared the Ten Commandments, the first thing he ordered the Israelites to do is A, to build an altar and to make offerings. That's from Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. Make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you. B. No one is to appear before God empty-handed. That's from Exodus chapter 23, verse 15. Celebrate the festival of unleavened bread. For 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Aviv, and in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. I deeply believe that to turn the right side up has to start with you. First, you need to spend time with God. Time with Abba every day so that you can experience the joy of His daily presence. Then you need to demolish all kinds of idols in your heart. Then you need to make more and more offerings. And because of your vision, mission, and action, you can be used by God, renewed by the Holy Spirit to become disciple, evangelist, mentor, and planter, to help more people to experience the joy of God's presence, to demolish the idols in their hearts, and to make offerings that your church can be built up and to plant more churches. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to follow your command so that we can experience the joy of your presence daily and that we are willing to demolish all the idols in our hearts and to be willing to make offerings to you to build up your churches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of importance is today's message to you personally? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.